the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said,
"My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for God has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever."
The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. You are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The beginning of our word today is called the Visitation. Two women, they're not only related kin, but drawn together by a common experience, they meet in an unnamed village in the Judean hills. One is old and her son will close in age. The other is young and her son will usher in a new age. Elizabeth is said to be Mary's cousin and she sings out blessings for Mary because she has chosen to be the mother of the Lord and she has believed the word of God. And after the visitation, we have Mary's song, the Magnificat. It is named for the first word in the Latin version of the Bible, the Vulgate, Magnificat anima mea, my soul magnifies the Lord. Mary sings out of what God will do for the poor and the powerless and the oppressed of the world. She tells of the triumph of God's purpose for all people. Mary is of lowly stature and God is using her to bear the light of Christ to the world. I have a friend whose name is Demetra Velisarios Jaget. She is a Greek Orthodox woman. She teaches at Regis. She does spiritual formation, and I took classes with her when I was at ILF. She describes in Greek Orthodox theology the purpose of an authentic life in Christ is theosis. Theosis is a process of returning to oneness with God. This is where we originated from God. The way we achieve theosis is by letting go of the distortion that convinced us that we are less than God, unworthy of God's love, and unable to live up to the gift of being made in God's image and likeness. Theosis, she says, is becoming by grace what God is by nature. Becoming by grace what God is by nature. Our lives are a process of opening ourselves to the grace of divine indwelling. Mary faithfully does this. She welcomes God's presence and joyfully receives God's action to transfigure her soul. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. And through this letting go, She accomplishes her full potential for full human personhood. I know all the theological debates about Mary and about Jesus and about how Mary had Jesus. And I'm pretty sure those debates will go on long, long, long after we're all gone. But here is the simple truth. Mary was Jesus' mother. She gave birth to the child who became the man, who became the one who revealed so much of God to us. She embodied theosis, which means making divine, where she became united with Christ's nature and therefore with God. I think this is a really good example of why studying other people's faiths and especially understanding all the various ways that Christians understand things can really enrich our lives. Each of us is offered the freedom to enter into the unity, the infinite. Our lives are a process of theosis. Do we not have a desire, a need to unite with the purest, best, most holy parts of God? Wouldn't you like to unite with the best, most holy parts of God? Our lives may be transformed then, and when our lives are transformed, our world is transformed. Because the transformation of the world always lies within. It always begins within each one of us to become by grace what God is by nature. Is this incarnation, this word we use, what Jesus of Nazareth's life and ministry was, a life of theosis, living fully as the image and likeness of God? Jesus achieved being in a state of openness to the grace of divine indwelling. That is what he did best. And then he spent his short life teaching us what that union had revealed to him about God's nature. Difficult things he revealed to us. We are to turn the other cheek, and we are to love our enemies, and we are to give away our worldly goods, and we are to be persecuted for his name's sake, and we are to go and feed the poor, and we're to accept the people the world has tossed aside. We want for God's nature to be like this, don't we? Yes. So theosis, becoming by grace, that by which God is by nature, is what Jesus did. The process at the heart of Christianity is for us to be healed of our conscious and our unconscious obstacles to our own transformation. All of the things that we have been taught and feel and think that keep us from being united with God. To open ourselves to God's will for us and then remaining open to receive that divine lure so that we can carry it out in the world, uniting the divine purpose for the creation with our personal lives. With God's grace, we serve the world. With God's grace, we reconcile ourselves to others. With God's grace, we openly love unconditionally. With God's grace, we learn to forgive, to hear the cries of the poor, the hungry, the oppressed, those who seek justice, those who are sick, those who are grieving, and we even hear the cries of our enemies. It sounds like the beginning of becoming by grace what God is by nature. Mary's ability to unite with God's nature allowed her to birth the one who achieved theosis in the most profound way. And it was because she herself was able to accept that she, the lowliest of servants, her soul would become by grace united with God. United with God. And all that letting go in all those years, she reveals to us what that union between one human soul and God looks like. And tells us even today, after all these years, that it is possible for all of us. It's not only possible, but when we acknowledge and nurture this union, we can reach our fullest human potential. Her becoming by grace required, as it always does for each and every single one of us, her freely uttered yes. Mary did not know where her yes would take her. There was no script that described that she would be running from a vicious Herod or a feeding trough in Bethlehem, refugee status in Egypt, 3 obscure decades in Nazareth, townspeople trying to hurl her son from a cliff, relatives telling her he's mad, no hint of a Judas or a criminal condemnation, a crown of thorns, or 2 beams of crucifying wood. And there was no angel whispering to her on Calvary, "Don't worry, Mary, he'll be back." She, in the moment that she said yes, believed in God's purpose for the creation and rejoiced in her role, what God was doing in the world. How can we do that? How do we do that? How can each of us open ourselves to that process of theosis so we might become by grace what God is by nature? It may not be simple, but it is possible. We have seen it in others, and we know it was achieved through Christ. Even if it's only for sacred fleeting moments. The way we do it is we faithfully follow. We never stop learning. We pray without ceasing. With God's help, we listen and we follow the light, the one who enters our lives again and again in the darkness of this winter. I think the kids have actually told us how we do it, in all that we think, in all that we say, in all that we do. May we glorify you. Or as Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." Amen.